You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is October 11th, 2021. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast on this beautiful day in South Florida. That's right, guys. I am actually recording this podcast outside on my patio. And to believe it or not, I've never done this before. So if you hear some birds or if you hear some, you know, some other wildlife, you know, I do apologize. But I wanted to try this out because, honestly, it's really nice out. And it's kind of that transition period in South Florida. If any of you guys live down in Florida or if you live in a southern state, you might realize that, you know, during the summertime, it is brutal for the heat. I mean, it doesn't go underneath. It doesn't go below 80 degrees ever. Like, it's 90, 90, 90, and at night it's 85 degrees. So today it's kind of the first weekend or second weekend to where the temperature has dropped under the 80s in the morning, and it's right now it's about 73 degrees outside, 74 degrees outside. So it's really nice out. I'm enjoying the weather by doing the podcast and doing all my work outside, so I had to do it. So first ever podcast recorded outside. Apologize for going so long on this, but I hope if you hear any birds or anything like that, that is real. There are birds outside having a good time. It's early in the morning here in Delray Beach. So, well, let's get on with the show anyway. So that's the most important part. So today we're going to discuss a few things coming up. You know, we know fall is in the air, and the fall seasonal special is coming up in a few weeks. Actually, the next show will be the fall seasonal special. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I also have links for all of the previous shows that we've done there. It's actually going to be the sixth one, I believe, coming up for the fall seasonal special. So you can, if you wanted to, if you have some time, you want to read through them or listen to them on your way to work or whatever, just to see how much stuff has changed during the years and how much has stayed the same. You know, that would be cool. That's usually what I do for the next 2 weeks. A lot of work goes into that, so I'll be putting in a lot of time into getting all that stuff together. And last year was great with fall products, and it's always getting better and better. So hopefully this year will be the best ever. So also, we got a new razor from Wolfman coming out, the WR3. I'll talk a little bit about that. That just got announced a few weeks ago. The Ultimate Creeper from the Holy Black. This is a special release item Holy Black does every year, and I was able to get one. I'll tell you my initial thoughts. Just got it in the mail. And I was able to get it during the release. Like I said, I usually don't buy much stuff anymore, but when I do buy like special release stuff. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And also a shave journal. Do you keep a shave journal? Should you keep a shave journal? I'll tell you my thoughts on that. And Collector's Corner, an adjustable loft shave brush from Shave Mac. This is an old brush, wasn't out too long. But I'm still fascinated with it, and there's a great video to go along with it as well. So, guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. The Wolfman WR3 is on its way to at least the testing stages. So, recently, James from Wolfman, he posted on his Instagram a picture of a bunch of new razor heads coming out that say WR3 engraved in them, and they are for a gem style single edge razor. So really interested in seeing this. He did talk about making this several years ago. I've discussed it. I actually went back and forth with him via email regarding this. Also, just checking out his site, I went on there. They stopped the wait list for the current time being, coming out with a new price list and also a new ordering process, where they're going to offer the old metals again, so where you might be able to get titanium, bronze, or aluminum or brass. I think maybe it was something he was doing. It looks like he's going to come out with that and make that an option. The wait list was about a year from when you got onto it. It's now down to about 4 or 5 months. So really, guys, if you're looking to get a Wolfman razor, now's the time probably to do it. If you've never tried one, you want to take the plunge. Now, one thing I will say is the price on these razors have gone up significantly since they were released. I mean, I remember I bought a Wolfman razor for about $185 USD back in 2016. And I think the last one, I bought one last year, and it was, you know, more than twice that. So I'm just saying, you know, it's still a, you know, awesome razor to buy, you know, high quality. One of my favorites. I do use one of these razors, one of my Wolfman razors, almost every day when I use a double edge. So I do recommend them. Really interested in seeing this gem style Single Edge coming out. This is going to be pretty cool to see that James is finally coming out with this razor. I know a lot of people have been waiting for this release. So if you're a gem style, love those single edge razors, this is something you probably want to look into. So check it out when you get a chance. It's on Instagram. I put a little picture, an image of the new razor heads on the show notes, so you can check that out as well. Ultimate Creeper. All right, guys. So the Creeper series from the Holy Black is, it's, I think they're in their fifth or sixth or seventh year. They came out with the Lavender Creeper, the Tangerine Creeper, Ruby Red, Coconut Creeper, and now the Ultimate Creeper. And this is made with these are very, very like summery scents. This one came out a little later this year. Usually this comes out in the end of the summer. But the Ultimate Creeper is a combined formula that they came out with that they've looked at technology from the past of synthetic methanol, and we're able to mix this up with something else. So this is their latest and supposedly greatest Creeper actual formula. Now, I just received mine in the mail yesterday. I did get one. It comes with the sunglasses, as you can see, or the retro glasses, and also like an instant towel, to where if you take this little tablet and you throw it in hot water, it will make a towel. Like a towel will come out. I don't know if it's washable or anything, but supposedly it's pretty cool to get a nice, you know, wrap your face with it and make it nice hot, prep yourself for shave, and then to complement the Creeper afterwards, which is going to be really, really cold. Now, they said that that this Creeper lasts longer than the other ones with some technology that I believe Wilkinson's Sword came out with the synthetic methanol, but they found it was too expensive to put into any of their products, so hence why this isn't a custom soap. So if you haven't seen the advertisement, there wasn't much on this one. I think they just really kept it on the quiet, and they did a lot of production right before coming out. And this one took a little longer to sell. That's probably why I got one. It took about 35 to 45 minutes to sell out. Usually these things sell out in about 3 minutes, but lately it's been taking a little longer. I think it's just because everybody's loaded up and they have a lot of stuff. So salute to the Holy Black for another great release. They said their Halloween release is going to be an epic one this year, so looking forward to that. Hopefully that'll be ready in the next couple of weeks so we can feature that on the fall seasonal special. So looking forward to seeing some new stuff from them as well. So my personal thoughts, great advertising, great packaging. They do everything in-house. They make everything for the most part in-house. I think they do almost everything. And I can't wait to try it. I'll let you guys know my thoughts on it once I open it up and try it. Initial packaging and everything is incredible. The scent smells good too. So just a little bit more about the fall seasonal special. Discuss it, guys. Look at the show notes. There are a bunch of links for the previous ones. This will be the sixth special that I've done. This is my favorite show of the year. I love doing it. It takes the most amount of time, but it's the most fun. So when you get a moment, if you guys want to, or if you haven't listened to them prior, check out on the show notes here. I put a link to each and every one of them so you can listen to them and just see how one thing I do every year is I reflect on the wet shaving market, and I see how do they go from A to B? How does year to year happen? And what are the changes that we see in the wet shaving world? Do they come out with the same products? And what I've noticed is about 40% of what we see every year, it comes back year to year, which means that there's repeat business for it. But for me, like a consumer, I don't buy like Hallows every single year because it's a similar scent. I can understand maybe, other people buying it because they're really into that scent or whatever. And trust me, I think it's an awesome item. It's just not, something that, hey, having four or five different versions of a soap is something that, that's something that not everybody does. There is one, the packaging is great on some of these items. Some of these vendors go up above and beyond. Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements is another one. They go crazy with these releases. He gets into it with a story, backstory. I mean, it's really fun to collect these scents. And just really looking forward. I love the fall season when it comes to wet shaving and really in anything. So here you guys go. Links to the fall seasonal specials for your listening pleasure. It'll give you about a week of listening. So if you listen to the podcast on your way to work, you'll have something to listen to if you're looking for some previous, and you can see how much better or worse I've gotten with my presentation. But that's another story. So, really, the main the main event of this week is a Shave Journal. Now, I just recently was searching on Badger and Blade. I noticed there was a discussion at the top of the queue about a Shave Journal, and there was quite a bit of action on it. Now, a Shave Journal would be something that you would document your shaves on a weekly, daily basis, right? Hey, I'm going to write down what I did, my Shave Journal. And there's a lot of, on the forums, there are online Shave Journals. You can set up your own and keep posting on it and just type it in every day if you want to do that kind of thing. But if that's up to you, if that's something that you want to do, I think more along the lines of a personalized notebook would be something pretty cool. So what would you do in this situation? Would you actually write it down on a book, or would you do a virtual one? So I tried both just this last week, and I didn't post anything else on it. I just put a picture of like an old-fashioned journal I found online. And I could tell you that I really enjoyed a handwritten shave journal, and I'll tell you why. The handwritten aspect just really brings the wet shaving world together. I don't even know what I'm saying at the point. I just know how it's coming out. But when you write it down, it just feels more personal. I like to write in cursive as well, which is something that, you know, a lot of people don't do anymore, and they don't really teach it anymore in school. But I found that just writing it in a notebook, like a little bit, hey, my shave of the day, how I felt, how it went. Yeah, it's a little bit nerdy, I guess, or a little bit, you know, something like around that line. Like, oh, okay, a little bit over the top. But it was kind of fun, so I enjoyed it. So I can see when people start out, you know, with a shave journal, typing it online is fun too. I tried that as well, and I thought, you know, that's similar. But there's something just about that personalized, like, handwritten note. And I thought it was pretty cool. So, I mean, will I continue to do it? Probably, maybe here or there. But I can understand for those wet shavers out there. And I can understand the passion behind this one gentleman that had on this actual thread. Hey, you know, I really like writing about it. I love writing down my shaves. And he's been doing it for over a year, you know. So I could see when you first start out starting a shave journal, hey, I'm starting out. I nicked myself here. I didn't really go too well. And then you can actually see your improvement. I think that's what the shave journals are for, especially on the online forums. But it's just something about writing it down that I thought was really cool and just felt a little bit more personal. Actually gave like something to look forward to as well. So, you know, if you do a shave journal, I'd say the majority of us probably don't. You know, that's great. But if you don't, then, you know, hey, that's cool too. You know, just maybe think about maybe possibility of doing it or understand the people that do it. But I just actually really enjoyed it and thought it was a good idea. So I'm going to try it out, and maybe I'll share it on the next show. I just kind of jotted down a few shaves of the day and thought about it. And, you know, sometimes just when you're Googling stuff, I'm always looking for new things in wet shaving just to keep it really spicy, I guess, right? To keep it fresh. And sometimes when you use the same couple razors, you know, you talk about this stuff all day long, it can get a little bit, you know, it can get sometimes, you know, here and there it can get a little boring. I mean, I think everybody that's still sitting to this will understand that wet shaving is wet shaving. It's not really going to change. It hasn't changed that much since it came out, right? I mean, wet shaving has always been brush, soap, razor, right? That's how we've always thought of it. But it's transitioned many times over the years. But bottom line is that's the core of it. And sometimes when you use the same stuff all the time, you could say, you know, I'm getting a little stale here, and I'm going to try something else. Like for me, I'll use double edges for a while, and then I'll say, this is getting stale, so I'll go to straight razor. And when I get with my straight razor, you know, okay, I'm getting a little stale with this, I'll go to a single edge razor. You know, I keep a decent rotation to where I can keep this fresh and fun and can thinking about it like, oh, okay, I forgot this razor, I haven't used this in a while, I'll try that. So, I mean, I guess this is a good way to document it and keep it going. You know, some of these wet shaving apps, too, are great for documenting your collection and your thoughts on them and kind of reviewing your own stuff. And just really, just keep it fresh. So if you have a shave journal, really, you know, honestly, all you need is a notebook and a pen, or you just need an online journal app, or if you want on your phone, you can use the note apps on your phone. You can do, the shave journal or something like that on a forum, you know, any way you can do it. But try it out. Try a couple shaves and see if you really enjoy it. And also see if you find improvement or see if you really have any aha moments if you think about it in wet shaving. So, yeah, I just thought this was really cool, something to talk about. I've never discussed a shave journal before, and to be honest, I've never done it before until I started really reading, seeing what other people are doing with them. So I tried it out, and I thought, hey, you know what? This isn't so bad. This is pretty cool. So maybe I'll keep doing it. So I'll share a little bit more about this in the future and see. Maybe I'll do this during the holiday time. Because I like to really, you know, really change it up during the holidays and see, and really just see what the results are. See if it's better. See if I feel like I'm improving. And then be brutally honest with myself on my shave. Like, hey, this shave wasn't very good. I didn't do a very good prep or something like that. Hey, who knows? Try it out and let me know what your thoughts are. You can send me an email if you do one, or if you want to try one. If you just saw, you just started to and said, hey, this is great, or not great. All right, and that brings us to Collector's Corner, the Moss Brush by Shave Mac. Really cool brush. I've always been fascinated about this. I have yet to see one in the wild. I know Mark has one. As actually you can see from this video, he's used one before. And I know I saw how actually on the video that's here on the show notes is from Sharpologist. If you look at it, you'll see I think it's like 2 minutes and 45 seconds in. You'll see Mark using it and actually using the adjustable loft feature, which looks really cool. I'm going to be honest. I thought this brush was awesome. I really wish I could find one. I've been looking for one for a couple of years on eBay and stuff, and I haven't found one. So, and I even emailed Shave Mac and asked them if they were coming out with it, and they said, you know, maybe here or there. But this is made by Chris Moss, the guy who made behind Moss Scuttles, Shave Scuttle. He is a doctor. He is a very smart guy. He created this design and everything, and it just, I think it's cool. Now, I heard a few, not rumors, but I did hear a few things where somebody said it broke or something like that. But it looks simple enough to where you could probably figure out how to fix it, or you can probably, you know, call Mr. Moss himself and see, hey, you know, can I fix it? Can you fix it? Or how to fix it? Or, you know, contact Shave Mac. If they're still, you know, if this is still like a relative item to them, you know, and something that they do on the, maybe they want to discuss it or not, who knows? But it's something to talk about. I think it's pretty cool, and I think it deserves a definite salute from the Wet Shaving Talk podcast. So, Moss Brush from Shave Mac, even though it's been 10 years since you've been out, we salute you with your high quality Badger knot and your adjustable loft ability. Because it is cool. All right, everyone. That concludes the show today. I mean, remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark Mantic 59 for everything that he does in the wet shaving community and for allowing us to use his platform. And most of all, you guys, the listeners, without you, there would be no podcast. So, guys, our next show will be on the 25th of October. That will be the fall seasonal special. Really looking forward to getting that show getting that show going and seeing you all then. So until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.